And here at Chef Radio, today we have Peter Hilke. Now, Peter's in Melbourne, Australia. Or is he? He's actually in Bintan Island, which is just off Singapore, isn't it, Peter?
Absolutely. How are you, Andy?
I'm full of this flaming cold and I'm really fed up. But, you know, this is what we get with about, I think today it's a bit sunny, but it's about 8 degrees. A little bit different to where you are, isn't it?
Well, it is. Just to let you know, Bintan, being part of Indonesia, it's a small island that is actually a 45-minute ferry ride from Singapore itself. And the temperature here today, my friend, it's a balmy 33 degrees Celsius. And the humidity is up around about 80%. So you walk outside and it is hot.
Oh, and you know, I could just do something like that right now, get over this cold. It's so sad, isn't it?
So, oh, it is.
Peter, what are you doing over in Bintan then?
Well, we've actually come to Bintan. I'm doing a filming with one of the restaurants at Club Med here. You know, and it's basically for my show over in the US for Deep Down Under. Which is absolutely perfect. And it's just talking about their local seafood, what they've got. You know, we got an invitation to come over to Club Med, and it was something you don't say no to. And, you know, it's been so far, like we got here last night and been out and about today. This place is a tropical paradise.
Sounds fantastic. So what kind of fish are they cooking and eating over there, Peter?
Well, this is really interesting. A lot of the chefs here, because they don't speak a lot of English,
yeah.
So you've really got to try and decipher a lot. But you know, there's a lot of crabs, there's prawns, you know, there's the old sea bass, because they do get a lot of their seafood, especially for the resorts here, from Singapore itself.
Uh-huh.
So, and there's one thing that was really fascinating, and I haven't heard of this fish until. Last night, milkfish.
That's a new one on me, that milkfish.
Yeah, milkfish. It actually, would you believe, it actually grows. It's in ponds, right? And it's a very small fish. It's probably, it'd be a very similar size to a herring, for example.
Yeah.
And they predominantly use these fish for smoking, drying, fermenting, bottling, canning. And so that's interesting. So we actually, yes, as you do when you go overseas, I would urge all the listeners out there to try what the locals eat. And mm-hmm. if you see it dried, give it a crack.
Yeah, why not? I mean, whenever I go abroad, I'm one of those who likes to try the local dishes and things like that. The last thing I want to go and eat when I'm going abroad is English food, that's for sure.
Oh, look, absolutely. And that's the great thing. I mean, just to let you know, breakfast this morning, yes, I do love my seafood.
No.
Yes. Oh, gee whiz. You're going to love this one, Andy.
Go on.
Because this morning, would you believe, I had some salted, now it was almost like salted cod. Right now, I actually asked them what fish it was. They went to Sean, then someone said, I think it's dogfish. Now, dogfish, I know that is like a type of shark.
Yes.
But then the other piece that I had, would you believe, it was actually smoked marlin. Now, I think we all know, you know, you got your smoked salmon. This was smoked marlin. It was absolutely fascinating. It was very gelatinous. Put it that way, you know, interest, but yes, you've got to try these things, but especially some of the Indonesian dishes, they are hot. And I mean, it's not spicy. Well, like I had these Indonesian prawns last night, as soon as we got off the plane and we got the ferry across to Bintan, a bit of a late-ish dinner. And I just had these prawns and they're just, they really burnt.
Oh, I bet, yeah. I mean, all right, Bintan is a little island, isn't it? It's not massive, I don't think, is it?
No, it's not massive. There's just a bunch of resorts on here. But ultimately as well, there's, you know, and I urge your listeners to do this. If you have ever come across to Bintan, now we're going to do this later in the week. There's a local fisherman's tour and they've got this little fishing village and they take you back to, well, geez, late 1800s, even before that, when they used to catch the fish, the crabs and prawns, using different types of traditional traps. They've got one there called the bamboo ball trap. Now, I have no idea. I know they've got what they call the jala, which is Indonesian for casting net.
Yeah.
So you know, to go back and just have a look at some of these things, I think it's quite fascinating.
Yeah, it's great to get into the old traditions of the islands and places like that. I was looking for the museums, you know, the culture of the area.
Yeah. Oh, look, and I love doing that because you get out, you see everything. And I think it's one of the things that we quite often forget about as well, because, I mean, a lot of people, especially throughout Asia, they're still doing a lot of the practices, and it's not just about fishing, but they still pick all the rice by hand. They still cultivate all that by hand. They don't have that fancy machinery, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Now, Bintan, obviously, is an island, okay, and it's just off Singapore. Now, is fish the staple diet? Is that what they eat for breakfast, dinner, tea, that kind of thing?
Well, yes, pretty much. Right throughout Asia. Look, I must admit, even my 10 years work in the Royal Australian Navy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, seafood is massive, especially for breakfast. Like breakfast this morning, I had a bit of prawn, not prawn curry, it was a fish curry. Yep, it was nice and spicy for mm-hmm. breakfast, some salted fish, and it was also the smoked marlin. And having that for breakfast, really, really interesting. I would suggest, once again, when you're in these countries, do what the locals do.
Yeah, totally. Is there any element of conservation with the fish around the islands? Is there any, you know, are you picking up any traces of conservation?
Yeah, there is actually. They've got they do have the Singapore Sustainable Seafood Guide, which is fantastic, and it just tells you what's good around the area. And you know, when I looked at this guide, it's very small compared to it's Australia, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah.
You know, but it just shows that a lot of the fish in these areas, like especially in the South China Sea, I mean, there's that many tankers and everything go through there, you know, and every now and then, if you've got a bit of an oil spill or something like that, these fish will get affected. And it's quite amazing. So on the avoid list, there's a lot there. But when you look at it, all the good stuff that's there, and especially with the crabs and the prawns, I think we all love them. But there's an abundance around.
Right. Well, it's good to know that conservation's going on there, let alone other countries, isn't it?
Well, it is. And it's lovely. And it's just to sit back and see it. And it's like everyone's just putting their own little footprint on there. And I think that's just something that's just going to help everybody else, and especially help the oceans.
Are you doing some filming over there, aren't you, Peter?
Yes, we are, actually. I'm doing – going on Friday for the show that I'm actually doing, which is – for the Food Channel in the United States, we're actually going to do some seafood segments from one of the restaurants here in Bintan. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So I've actually got the chef who doesn't speak any English whatsoever, but I will have the catering manager who's American. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun, though.
Fantastic. You've sent me a recipe over, one of your recipes as well. Tell me about that.
Okay, so the recipe I've sent over today, it's just for brim fillets in a mustard and chive marinade. It's simple. It's really, really easy. And all you have to do is whatever vegetables you're going to have the normal vegetables. But you know what? 4 to 6 brim fillets. The marinade, which is as lemon juice, Dijon mustard, garlic, salt, pepper, olive oil, and some chopped chives. You know, Andy, I do believe in keeping it really simple.
Yeah, totally. But no, that's a fantastic little recipe that I'm going to put that on the blog. So that'll be on celebritychefs.blog.co.uk, so everybody can visit that very shortly. Peter, it sounds like you're having a fantastic time, mate.
Absolutely. I'm having a ball. And I think this weather and, you know, here with my colleagues doing some business, living the dream. And we're having a lot of fun.
Sounds fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, Peter, you enjoy yourself. Have fun. See you soon, Peter.
All right, Annie. Thank you so much. And I look forward to it.
Cheers, mate. You take care. Bye-bye.
All right.